This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cox locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us. And he's discussing fraud, criminality. And the reason that much of this is going on, if not most of it, is because we don't have penalties that match the crime. That's exactly what's going on. Rich, back to you.
Not even going to give examples of so many other things, like the pumping up of voter rolls by every state, the chain of custody proof or lack of it, the voting from vacant lots, deleting memory cards, people voting over 100 years old, fake absentee ballots, some of that in here, corrupt down ballot votes, corrupt voter rolls across every board. Machine flipping votes, designer software, vote mail by fraud. The U.S. Postal Service is supposed to handle all the mail-in ballots. Yeah, no proof of ID, no more voters and votes, phantom votes, no signature verification. Look, Mike Lindell proved it on his website, on Frank's speech. Go inside the machines. There's more proof of the steal. There's so much of it. He has before and after images. He has evidence in the machines. When you, again, I use the same words purposely, no voting standards equals manipulation. Nothing should have been certified. Even in Montana, we have over 600,000 legitimate voters who use ES&S machines, which if we continue to use machines, just basically count on not owning property, count on communism, count on living in 15-minute cities, count on eating poison toxic food and living way less, and tell that to your children. But if we continue to use ballot drop boxes, machines, there's going to be no access, no verification, no authenticity, no nothing. You know, in Montana, they did this. Apparently, they broke these seals that were that they did a test, and the seals were broken because they said they got caught, so they just came up with some BS, and they said, "Oh, well, we have to adjust it for altitude." What a bunch of crap! This shows how stupid the people in charge think you are. I mean, we have in Montana counties accepting illegal dollars for elections. All these were given when Mike Lindell invited the 50 states in to talk about their glitches, okay, their illegalities. And a couple gals in Montana mentioned all these things, and I wrote them down. We have over 120,000 invalid votes. Over 56,000 stolen votes in Montana. We shouldn't even have certified the 2020 election. That's how bad things are, people. Okay, moving on to more facts, evidence, proof, and truth. Now, why would anybody listen to the mainstream media or anybody? Why would anybody want to get smoke blown up their keister so they can be told how much how likable they are, or they can get a pat on the back, or so they can feel good about things? Who wants to waste their time and energy with propaganda and lies and gaslighting? It boggles my mind. Okay, I got to stop going off into tangents here. I have a lot of. I'm not going to get to probably 30. I may get to 30% of what I've prepared. So here we go. Here's a post on X formerly Twitter, and it's on Citizen Free Press right now. And there's a, on this video, it's 4 minutes and 9 seconds long. It says rumble.com/BHIZY, B as in Bravo, E-H-I-Z-Y. Anyway, I'm going to read four short lines that were given on this text, on this X, this tweet. Here we go. This is not my words. This woman is in charge of voting for the largest city in Connecticut. She has no ideas of the laws on mail-in ballots. This is how elections are stolen. We have to end all absentee ballots except in extreme circumstances. This is not Rich giving these words, this text. This was on this video, which is 4 minutes long. And basically, I watched it several times. The counselor asking her questions, she basically knew nothing about the protocol of voting. When I talk about standards and qualifications and merit, I mean it. When people are put in a job based on nothing, that's when corruption happens, folks. It's easy to do. We live, America is now the country of open fraud. And I'm not missing words here. Okay, here's the next post. It's also from X. It's from Kerry Lake's War Room. So basically it's about, you know, Kerry Lake's, you know, how she, her election got stolen. The whole, I think every baby in the forest knows this. So this is from her attorney, Kurt Olson. Quote, we found evidence of malware put on the printers used at 223 vote centers, and those printers are what caused Election Day chaos. Okay, malware. Okay, well, to have malware, folks, don't you have to be connected to the Internet? Look, I know we've proved that all of these machines are connected to the Internet, or most of them, okay? And they still look at you in the eye and gaslight, and you say, no, it's not. That's what gaslighting is, folks. For those of you who don't know what gaslighting is, let me just give a quick little example that I like to use. And that is, let's say I stick my hand in your pocket and I pull out a dollar. And you look at me and you go, what are you doing? I go, nothing. I stick my hand in your pocket and I pull out another dollar. You go, Rich, what are you doing? I go, nothing. I do it again. I do it three more times. You're looking at me, well, why are you stealing money from that? I'm not. What are you talking about? Are you a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy? Are you a white supremacist? Are you a domestic terrorist? This is how it works, folks. And this is how weak we are because of our pathetic responses. Continuing with this post, there are over 7,000 ballot rejections every 30 minutes. I'm not being condescending when I repeat something. Not to this audience. But I am going to say this again. I'm not being condescending because most of you probably can't believe what I just said. This is from Attorney Kurt Olson. There were over 7,000 ballot rejections every 30 minutes beginning at 6:30 a.m. all the way to 8 p.m. when the polls closed. That's over 200,000 ballot rejections on a day when there were only 248,000 votes cast. So you take a pile, put them to adjudication here. You take a pile, you throw them out there. You take a pile that comes in, you know, from a truck like the driver from Pennsylvania, from New York to Pennsylvania. And guess what? Pretty soon you have enough fraud that you can make up enough check marks for a certain candidate. Here's another post on X. Breaking, the Texas Secretary of State has released bombshell findings from the 2022 midterm election audit of Harris County. And by the way, folks, I'm not going to get to maybe 30% of what I prepared, and I probably chose 10% of the articles and interviews regarding election fraud for today's broadcast. I want you to put that in perspective. Continuing on with this tweet, X, the report reveals Harris County had 9,000 more votes in the registration system than what was reported to the state. Almost 3,600 mail-in ballots were sent to voters but not reported to the state. 27% of polling locations failed to return or properly complete necessary paperwork. Keep in mind that the critical races in Harris County were separated by just a few thousand or only a few hundred votes. The whole election should be redone. It's fraud, fraud, fraud. We are the United, Divided States of Fraud. That's our new name. And it's a shame. Next article, Trump appointed federal judge in Pennsylvania, who was first appointed by Obama, rules undated mail-in ballots can be counted in 2024 election. No qualifications. No standards. Do you remember when the courts used to have validity? And they used to say, you got to come in and tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? That's only for you little nothings. Not if you're part of the system. Because if you're bought and paid for, if you're blackmailed, you're protected. Here's another post. Multiple New Jersey Democrats have been charged with election fraud crimes involving mail-in ballots. Patterson County, City County President Alex Mendez was indicted for alleged crimes committed during the 2020 election. Mendez allegedly supervised an operation that stole mail-in ballots from mailboxes and replaced the ones that were not for him. His wife and two others were also charged. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plotkin says Mendez was seen emptying a large, heavy bag completely filled with ballots into a mailbox. The defendants are accused of attempting to rig an election in their favor and deprive the voters of Patterson of having their voices heard. And they're talking about democracy and all this stuff. Well, Mendez was able to commit this alleged fraud due to the fact that all ballots were mail-in thanks to the pandemic. Oh, and by the way, there's a bunch of photos showing Mendez with a bunch of Democrats, including Bill Clinton, Cory Booker, and Whoopi Goldberg. That's all you need to know. Here's another post, and I'm not making this stuff up. I just found this yesterday. Okay. Now the recount was supposed to be yesterday, and I didn't get the word on this, but this is a sheriff run from Cato Parish, and I believe that's in Louisiana. And for over 43,000 votes were cast. Guess who won by one vote? The Democrat. You can't make this stuff up, people. We are a scam. We're a laughing stock. We're pathetic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to mention more of this wokeness, but I'm going to go a little quicker because I'm looking at the clock. And, man, I'm not going to get to – I may get to like 10 or 15% of what I prepared for today. And keep in mind, this is a minuscule amount compared to the election and voter fraud information that's out there in the public. All this stuff is from the public domain, every bit of it. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, I have in front of me a drawing about the cycle of times. And it says, hard times creates strong men. Strong men then create good times. And then good times create weak men. And then weak men create hard times. And then we're back to hard times creating strong men. And if you think about this, class, during our lives, we have all been living in just good times here in the United States. So good times creates weak men, and that's what you're seeing all around you. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I've heard that many times. I've read that many times. And that's why, you know, we have a garden. We grow as much produce as we can. We hunt and fish for our food as much as we can. We harvest firewood from wood, which is a lot of work. I have no running water in my cabin. You know, these are the sacrifices you have to make when you're told multiple times you can't get a job because you're not from the right group, despite having more qualifications, more proven results, more experience. Nothing matters. We are living in a designed, planned show. It's kind of like the Truman Show in a way. So here I go, folks. I'm gonna shorten my messages because of time. Okay. And wow, I'm probably down to like 10% of what I prepared for. But I want to mention this breaking news. Lawless Obama Judge Chatkin denies Trump request to subpoena January 6th committee material that went missing. There's nothing about telling the truth. Tell the truth and nothing but the truth. It's all phony. It's all fake. It's a designed, planned show to usher in tyranny, authoritarianism, communism. The only people who are going to have a good life are the people at the very top. And they're using other people, thinking that they're going to be part of the great life, but they're going to be purged just like everyone else. All right, here's a poll. This is a very recent poll. 56% of voters believe cheating is likely to happen in the 2024 election. Folks, I guarantee you it's a lot higher. And let me tell you why. And I've read on this, and this is part of the psyops and psychology and people's behavior, mostly done by cowards. When people take a survey online or in person, they either give their name or their computer shows who they are, or they have facial recognition, and they don't want to give the politically incorrect answer. So they take the coward's way out and give the answer that the powers that be want to hear. I guarantee you, I mean, unless America is so stupid, there's a lot more than 56% of voters believe that cheating is likely to happen in the 2024 election. Just think about what I've mentioned already and what I'm about to mention. Okay, next. Rigged election alert. Dr. Robert Epstein is now recording data that Google is using to brainwash the public and steal elections. Next, Connecticut resident is casting votes using grocery store bonus cards as identification to vote. You can't make this stuff up, folks. When you use words like standards and qualifications, I mean, they're going to have to literally delete those words because we're so far off the definition that there's no way they can redefine these words like the powers that be have done to so many words. I mean, it's literally going to be out of your repertoire, out of your dictionary, out of your Google search. Standards and qualifications will be gone. I'm telling you right now. Because you can't fake, phony, lie, gaslight, and propaganda your way through some of this stuff that's happening that's so illegal. Next, Connecticut legislature approves $150,000 for special election investigators in Bridgeport following mail-in ballot scandal. Next, over 200,000 fake ballots printed on different paper type.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA USA News Update. As part of an agreement with Israel, Hamas releasing an additional 11 hostages, the White House confirming the extension of the ceasefire agreement for two more days, Israel freeing 33 Palestinian detainees, the majority being children. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona caught on camera butchering a popular quote by the late former President Ronald Reagan. Cardona said,
I think it was President Reagan said, we're from the government. We're here to help.
Reagan actually said the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. The exact opposite of what Cardona said. American funding for Israel and Ukraine could be bundled together. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intending to present a bill linking funding for the countries as early as next week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, you can trace back what Rich is saying to the government. You can blame the government training camps for failing to educate your children that you're paying over $12,000 a year for their kindergarten through 12th grade education. You can blame the government. Rich, back to you.
Well, yeah, it's the government and it's the fascist corporate system, which they are using together against we the people. All right, folks, I'm not going to get to everything, but I'm going to get to as much as I can in less than a half an hour here. So here we go, okay? I'm going to try to limit my analysis and comments, which, by the way, is based on facts, evidence, proof, and truth that I share with you. I don't make up any of this. This is all public documentation, these articles and interviews. Okay, over 200,000 fake ballots printed on different paper types found in Maricopa County. I said that right before the break, and I think the commercial might have interrupted me, so I repeated that. Next, criminal probe into absentee ballot fraud in Connecticut. Drop box stuffing caught on video. Next, voting machines down in several districts in Pennsylvania due to votes getting flipped. And by the way, folks, I'm going to say, I'm not going to use the term absolute, but I'm going to say 99%, just to play it safe, of the votes get flipped from Republican to Democrat because we've given the articles on that evidence. How duplicate voter identification numbers can steal or nullify your vote. Michigan's dirty voter rolls reveal 50,000 voter registrations have illegal addresses. ACLU workers in Fulton County, Georgia, had access to ElectionNet software on their personal computers. You can't make this stuff up. Do you remember how many times for years, oh, you're connected to the Internet. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Remember that? With every other name in the book that they say. Remember all that? It's all been proven. It's all fake. The whole thing is fun. It's all a show. It's theater. You are paying for fake and phoniness. Next, speaking of fake and phony, this is caught on video by Brian Kemp, who's the Georgia governor. What a fakery. What a phony. He was caught on a hot mic on video, and I've seen it. Let me quote you the sentence, and this happened, I think, a couple of months ago. I was in the bush, and when I come out of the bush, you know, in the fall, I'll do some homework, and I'll collect more evidence and proof. And this is where this came from. But this is Brian Kemp's quote on video. Ready? If you give anyone a voting machine, they can hack it. The divided states of fraud is our new name. The divided states of fraud is our new name. Next, new criminal charges for Democrats in New Jersey election fraud. Next, Massachusetts Democrat paid cash for early votes. Scandal breaks out 5 days before election. Next, hammer and scorecard proof, Vince, proof the U.S. government agencies were interfering in our elections. Boy, they don't want the words proof out there, do they? And the errors, the lie, and the cover-up in Georgia's 2020 election, there's part one, there's part two, there's part three. In other words, if I just went through the text, the articles, and the videos of, and go on Gateway Pundit, you can see it, the Gateway Pundit, if I had to, it would take the whole two-hour broadcast just to mention the lies, the errors, the lies, and the cover-up of the Georgia election from 2020. So when the powers that be says, oh, there was no election fraud, it basically intimidating you. So what I'm going to do now, folks, I'm looking at the time. I was also planning on talking about incompetence, low standards, corruption, low qualifications. It's just to wake people up. So I'm going to rattle off as many as I can. Obviously, in the beginning of the broadcast, I go into more detail because I have time. Towards the end of the broadcast, I don't have time, so I have to basically give more bullet points and less information and analysis and comments on that. So that being said, here we go. Chicago, four overweight female police officers tried to arrest a male shoplifter. He ends up escaping. Now, people, There's no way I can comment on that.
Rich, did you see those fatties trying to run? Did you see the videos of them?
Yes, it was pathetic. There's no way, Vince. There's no way they could have passed a physical test unless they did the same thing that happened to me in 1979, when the women's groups and clubs literally sued the city of New York to lower the bars of standards and expectations. And that's when I could, at 19, I was bench pressing 365 pounds, and I guarantee you, I can carry most of you listening up and down a ladder with one arm. But the women's group sued to lower the bars of standards. When they tried to run in this video that we're talking about in Chicago, I mean, it was like comedy. They could barely move. This video and article went around all around the internet, by the way. Most of you have probably seen it. And, you know, some of the words weren't overweight. They were obese. They were fat. You know, so the word, you know, they politically corrected it. They're worried more about your freaking group than getting the job done. This is part of the psyops, folks. You've got to be aware of the psyops. All right, I got to move on here. U.S. Army now begging unvaccinated soldiers to return. Well, look at all the soldiers that have already died, have cardiovascular issues for life, autoimmune, blood clots, neurological issues, as per Dr. McCullough and many others. And now they want to bring you back to give you another vaccine that could be mRNA, could be messenger mRNA, could be mod RNA, it could be more spike proteins, it could be who knows what you're going to get. And now they can put it in your food. No wonder why no one's returning back to the military, especially when qualifications and standards no longer matter. I've given the articles regarding the videos and the videos looking at our military, 18 to 20-year-olds, trying to climb a 6-foot wall. A lot of them couldn't. But when you look at the Russian military, when you look at the Chinese military, they're not just going over walls, they're going through walls. Everything that is happening, doesn't matter if it's election fraud, doesn't matter if it's a bioweapon they call a vaccine, doesn't matter if it's our dollar, doesn't matter if it's economy, doesn't matter. The common denominator is lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for the job. I got to move on here, Vince. Okay, Hillary Clinton calls for camps to deprogram mega Republicans. She's calling for concentration camps. So, folks, like I said earlier in the broadcast, you either speak up and have uncomfortable conversations or tell your children and grandchildren right now they have no future. None. Next. Pentagon warns Congress that it's running low on cash to replace the weapons we sent to Ukraine. Are you kidding me? We've given hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. The dollar is fleeting, losing purchasing power by the second. Because we're giving away money and weapons, not just the Afghanistan debacle. We are literally setting us up for an attack while the powers that be are facilitating attack through our borders. Next. Internal documents show Biden administration and Department of Homeland Security knew the surge was coming to the border and did nothing. We don't have anybody doing their jobs, folks. Because they psychologically profile people who are incompetent, who are willing to sell out their selves. Throw their country under the bus for their own personal gain. That is the number one qualification in basically government and big corporations. Next, 95-year-old war veteran kicked out of a New York City nursing home to make room for illegal invaders. I got lots on illegals. I'm not going to get to it all, obviously. But this should make your face should be turning red and steam should be coming out of your ears right now. Confirmed, it appears, former FBI D.C. supervisor D'Antonio was lying to House investigators about the number of FBI operatives. You think? Do you know how many times the alternative media proved that the
January 6th people who were persecuted and were in prison should be released, and they should sue the federal government to smithereens. Next. George Soros buys 24 newspapers in Maine. You see how that works, folks? And the people who work at these newspapers say, oh, well, I'm a liberal Democrat. No, they're justifying. They're justifying low standards, low qualifications, propaganda, lies, and gaslighting for their own personal gain in order to throw their own countrymen under the bus. Next, Oklahoma district hires drag queen who was previously arrested for child porn as elementary school principal. You can't make this crap up. I'm telling you. If I was a Twilight Zone writer, and I've said this before, I couldn't come up with this crap. I couldn't do it. Let me reread that. I'm not being condescending. It's just, I know a lot of you don't believe it. It's on the Gateway Pundit, by the way.
No, it's absolutely true. Rich, it is absolutely true. I've read all of these articles.
It's
absolutely right.
It's beyond Twilight Zone, beyond 1984. Vince, do you agree with me? Whether it be voter fraud, whether it be jobs, whether it be government jobs, whether it be our economy, the dollar, it doesn't matter what it is. Don't you agree that over the decades, the qualifications and standards have been lowered so much to beyond incompetence, dovetailed with corruption, that we don't have hardly anyone doing their job? Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Rich, here's a fact. I just did a back-of-the-napkin calculation. In 2007, the United States Airlines, you know, commercial airliners, burned 18.43 billion gallons of fuel. 18 billion gallons of fuel. That's 55 gallons for every single person in the United States in 1 year, 55 gallons a year. If a vehicle got 20 miles to the gallon, that would, and if you could drive to the sun, which is 93 million miles away, you could make that trip 10 times. You could drive from Earth to the sun 10 times if your car would drive through the atmosphere and through space at 20 miles to the gallon, 10 times. And Joe, your president, wants to ban your gas stove. That's how dumb Americans are.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Which is an article that just blew my mind. Jennifer Lopez, and she was showing off, you know, Thanksgiving, and let the viewers of the images see inside the $60 million mansion that she shares with Ben Affleck. I zoomed in on the roof. I counted 12 heat pumps. 12 heat pumps on the $60 million mega mansion. So, if you want to think about class, if you want to fix some of the problems that we have, we could do it very, very quickly. Stop all air travel immediately. Nobody needs to fly anywhere. Number two, stop all cruise lines immediately. Nobody needs to take a cruise just riding around burning up fuel and oxygen and polluting the environment. And then stop all extravagant housing, Hollywood excesses, political excesses, these politicians' houses, these government houses. Stop all this nonsense and stop burning the Earth's resources. That'd be a real good start, and we could do that tomorrow morning. Rich, back to you.
We have to realize this is a design, plan, theater show, okay? It's designed to consolidate power, money, and control for the elite. And they put people in place who are going to sell you every narrative that comes from the elite, from the top down. You have to be aware of the psyops. You have to be aware of how they're using groups. They want to get rid of individualism. Individuality is gone with their plan. They can control people based on group. There's 350 million people in this country with illegal aliens. How do you control 350 million people? Well, you put everybody in groups, okay? This is psychology 101. You know, just like you mentioned gas stoves before the break, Vince. Well, Kamala Harris was cooking, bragging about this Thanksgiving dinner she made. In the background is a freaking gas stove. You can't even make this crap up. We have to have practice with your preach laws. Vince, you've been hearing me say this for almost 13 years, and we still don't have it because no one wants to do their job. These people are telling you how to live, to eat bugs, to live in 15-minute cities, to drive EVs, and they are not practicing. preaching what they preach. And I have an article. Largest EV charging station is powered by diesel. Are you hearing me, people? They do not have the energy with this green energy. What they want to do is basically throw you in a prison, control you, and depopulate you. They're using diesel to power EV stakes. Come on, people. I know we're not this dumb. I'm not being condescending here. We have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. It doesn't matter what group you're in. Vince, you've been on the air with me for, again, almost 13 years. Have I strayed from my messages, or have I continued to prove my points, my facts, my evidence, and proof with more facts, evidence, and proof? Vince?
Rich, I've got to tell you, I think USA Prepares is one of the very few broadcasts that has not strayed, including you, including me, including all of our instructors. We have not strayed from our position, and we've been right all along. And it's amazing to me that people would listen to mainstream media and to some of these talking heads. It's just amazing to me that anybody would waste their time listening to them when we've been right so much. I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. And I got to tell you, you know, as I listen, I've got my headphones on and I'm listening very carefully to what you're saying. It's upsetting. Week after week after week, it's just upsetting. And it is. It's gut wrenching. And people, the generally dumb public, they're flying around needlessly. They're wasting fuel needlessly. They think that electric cars are a boon. They are a disaster. And there's nothing that we can do to stop it other than just ring the alarm. And hopefully people will join the bandwagon and boycott these big companies that are doing stupid things like Budweiser, like Ford. Ford pulling the AM radios. That's a national security asset that we have, AM radio. AM radio hugs the curvature of the earth. FM radio does not. If you ever wonder why you can't receive FM radio from more than 75 or 100 miles away, it's because of the curvature of the earth. It can't hug the earth. AM radio can. And what does Ford do? It deletes AM radios from their software. It's in their cars. They just say, let's delete that line of code, or let's remark that line of code so it doesn't apply to the tuner of the car's console. It's amazing. So what do? We need to boycott every single company that does something stupid, like the airlines, like Disney, like these perverts in Hollywood, like Ford Motor Company. All of these companies that do bad things, boycott them. Don't buy their products. Rich?
I can't put an exclamation point on that, Vince. We just gave 2 hours of common sense, logic, and facts. And we have to start saying it like it is, folks. We have to start speaking up. Or look at your kids and grandkids and tell them they have no future. And I'm not kidding you. That's where we are.
Yeah, and if you have a brother-in-law that's flying around the country on junkets, tell him he's an idiot. He's telling him he's burning his and your oxygen. Rich, see you next week. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.